Welcome to Into the Podverse with your host, Tony Doe. This is where innovation meets storytelling and challenges transform into opportunities. So join me, Tony Doe, on an auditory journey that unveils the secrets of this burgeoning medium. Uncover the hidden gems of podcasting from my perspective and with exclusive interviews from the masters of the Podverse.
Hi, I'm Rita Awori-Chinda of IP Series, and you are listening to Into the Podverse with Tony Doe. Cheers, guys.
Rita Chinda recently released episode 130 of the IP Series podcast. In this episode, she offered a comprehensive guide on intellectual property tailored for artists and music law professionals. The discussion covered topics from the recent Music Business Conference Bootcamp in Port Harcourt. The Zambian Podcasters Hub recently hosted the Women in Podcasting Workshop to spotlight the talents of women podcasters in the region. With support from organizations like the Women's Museum of Zambia and AfriPods, the event aimed to boost the voices of women in podcasting. During the workshop, various podcasters were featured, each offering a unique perspective. They came from diverse backgrounds such as communications, social justice, and health advocacy, covering topics like mental health, HIV awareness, storytelling, poetry, and photography in their podcasts. In a recent post from Sounding Off, written by Christy Pritchard, the focus is on the debate about using video for podcasts. Pritchard talks about different opinions on whether video is necessary for marketing and engaging with audiences. Some believe it's crucial for adapting to changing trends and attracting listeners, while others question its effectiveness. Pritchard shares insights from industry discussions and emphasizes the importance of authenticity and individual podcasting experiences. She also criticizes the prevalence of generic top reasons why your podcast lists, suggesting that personal experiences are more valuable. Mark Asquith, also known as That British Podcast Guy, recently hosted an episode of his podcast, In and Around Podcasting. The episode featured James Cridland from Pod News discussing the question, does podcasting still need the IAB? The discussion also included questions from M. McGowan and others, and there was a shout out to Jordan Harbinger in The Flattering Ram. Asquith's podcast is known for its insightful discussions on podcasting trends and industry developments.
Hi, I'm Mark Asquith, Managing Director and Co-Founder of Captivate, the world's only growth-oriented podcast hosting platform, and you are listening to Into the Podverse with Tony Doe.
Discover the journey of Josh Martison, who transformed from a graphic designer to a self-taught producer of slow radio with his acclaimed project, Low Orbit. Starting with a passion for the American life, Martison ventured into podcasting, creating shows like The Revisitors before launching Low Orbit as a collaborative audio magazine. Learn about his creative process, tech setup, and insights on building a listener base, as well as navigating challenges like monetization and burnout. Make sure you click in the show notes. In an episode of Podcasting People, Danny Brown, head of podcaster support at Captivate, shares tips on making podcasts dynamic to stay relevant. Emphasizing the importance of fresh content, he suggests updating episodes with new info or adding current events. Brown's advice includes utilizing dynamic content tools and updating trailers to reflect changes. Listen to the full episode for insights on keeping your podcast engaging and in tune with audience expectations, and the link you'll find in the show notes. Tech Industries IAB Tech Lab unveils Podcast Measurement Guidelines version 2.2. It's a milestone in standardizing podcast ad metrics. The update ensures transparent measurement practices, addressing anomalies and clarifying Apple Watch download filtration. Complementing this, the Podcast Compliance Program promises annual audits for certified companies. In parallel, IAB Tech Lab continues its innovative drive, embracing AI for audience targeting and enhancing transparency against ad fraud. In a recent newsletter, podcasting aficionado Eric Montgomery shares insights on finding top-notch music for your podcasts, highlighting Epidemic Sound's user-friendly interface and personalized recommendations. Plus, Simona Constantini's upcoming virtual training offers a proven three-step system for launching a standout podcast in just 8 weeks. The Script's latest newsletter highlights AI voice cloning tools, successful monetization strategies for podcasts, video script writing tips, and upcoming events on AI for marketers. Encouraging creators to leverage AI tools, The Script aims to empower content creators to focus on their creative process. Podcasts hosted by notable personalities like Toke Makinwa and Moe Abebe have emerged as arenas for candid conversations drawing both attention and critique. From allegations of inducements for success in the entertainment industry to candid discussions about intimate moments during menstruation, these podcasts spare no topic. Listeners have been taken aback by assertions such as equating sex to a daily necessity and the notion that women rely on different men to fulfill various needs in their lives. These statements have ignited online debates, with many questioning the host's responsibility in perpetuating stereotypes and disseminating controversial views. While some commend the openness of these discussions, others ponder the boundaries of decency and accountability within podcasting in Nigeria. Human Rights Watch is gearing up to launch an exciting new podcast called Rights and Wrongs on May 6th. The podcast will look into human rights issues around the globe, giving listeners a first-hand look at what's happening in various hotspots. Hosted by Ngofin Umputubwele and produced by Curtis Fox, it promises to bring compelling stories and insights directly to your ears. The first episode will explore the destruction of Mariupol during the Russian siege in Ukraine. Human Rights Watch is an organization dedicated to investigating and advocating for human rights worldwide. Their new podcast, Rights and Wrongs, serves as a powerful tool to raise awareness about human rights abuses. By sharing stories and insights through this medium, they can reach a broader audience, including those who may not typically engage with human rights issues. Through in-depth coverage and personal interviews, the podcast aims to educate listeners, foster empathy, and inspire actions to address injustices and promote human rights for all. A recent Forbes article looks into how podcasts are gaining traction among children and adolescents, offering a screen-free alternative to traditional media consumption. With concerns over the impact of excessive screen time on mental health, parents and educators are turning to podcasts as a beneficial digital alternative. The piece highlights the exponential growth of podcasts tailored for younger audiences, citing a 20% increase in listenership among children's genres between 2019 and 2021. Nearly half of surveyed 13 to 24-year-olds reported listening to podcasts in the past month, signaling a significant shift in media consumption habits. Major media players like Netflix, Amazon, and Warner Brothers are recognizing this trend and investing in content creation to meet the surge in demand. Podcasting pioneer Guy Raz, known for hits like How I Built This and Wow in the World, emphasizes the creative potential of the medium, particularly its ability to engage young listeners' imaginations through audio storytelling. Raz highlights the educational benefits of podcasts, noting their capacity to promote learning through entertaining and informative content. This aligns with a broader movement in education to leverage digital tools for personalized and engaging learning experiences. Podcasts are great because they're personal, flexible, giving you lots of material you can use in different places. Anya Spence, who works on content strategy at Podcast Discovery, talks about how to reuse podcast episodes to reach more folk. Spence says turning podcast transcripts into blog posts is key. Pick out the main points, add some pictures, and tell people what to do next, like listen to the podcast. That way, more people can find your stuff and get involved. Social media is a big help for spreading the word about podcasts. Instead of just sharing episodes, share useful info and make short trailers to grab people's attention. Making infographics is another cool idea. Summarize important stuff in easy pictures so people can understand quickly. Share them on social media, your website, and in newsletters as well. Having best-of episodes is also a smart move. They keep listeners interested and show off your best work. Plus, they can help you get noticed in awards. Podcast Discovery also says newsletters are a great way to reuse podcast stuff. Tailor them to different groups of people to keep them interested and feel like a part of the community. Product placement is a marketing technique where products or brands are subtly integrated into entertainment content, such as movies, TV shows, or podcasts. Instead of being directly advertised, the product is featured within the content, often as part of the storyline or environment. For example, in a podcast about travel destinations, the host might mention using a specific brand of luggage during their recent trip, discussing its durability and convenience. This mention of the luggage serves as a form of product placement, subtly promoting the product to listeners without interrupting the flow of the podcast. Let's consider a hypothetical podcast about technology and gadgets. In an episode discussing the latest smartphones, the host might seamlessly integrate a product placement for, let's say, a specific brand of wireless headphones. Now, during the episode, the host could mention how they've been enjoying using the headphones while testing out different devices, highlighting their comfort and sound quality. They might also offer listeners a special discount code for purchasing the headphones through a link provided in the podcast description. Ndidiamaka, a name my mother proudly gave me. It means patience is a virtue. I've seen it played out positively in my life with a series of events featuring many instances when delayed gratification did eventually yield results. When it comes to podcasting, patience is fundamental for sustainable growth. Building an audience will not happen overnight. It requires consistent effort and quality content to attract and retain listeners. Establishing credibility and authority in your niche also takes time, as it entails demonstrating expertise and engaging with your audience consistently. Rushing this process can compromise authenticity and trustworthiness. Shine your eyes when it comes to monetization strategies. Success is dependent on a solid foundation of loyal listeners and valuable content. I'll repeat. Success is dependent on a solid foundation of loyal listeners and valuable content. Patience lets you focus on creating content that connects with your audience, paving the way for future monetization success. Adaptability and constant improvement are crucial. It takes time to address challenges and adjust strategies based on audience feedback, but it's still vital for long-term growth as well. While wanting quick success is natural, real podcast growth comes from patience and persistence. Create from the heart, speak your truth, and watch your podcast soar. Into the Podverse is brought to you by Tonido Media and is produced by yours truly. It's available everywhere you get your podcasts, and do be sure to leave us a complimentary note via the links in the description. May the Pod Force be with you.